Hey there, welcome to episode 22 of Hike Your Own Hike. Another beautiful Saturday, and I'm pretty deep into a nice long hike along the White Pine Trail. Started in Cedar Springs, started in Comstock Park and hiking to Cedar Springs. It was dark and a little drizzly when I started, and now the sun's coming out, but it's getting hot, so I'm glad I'm almost done. Been a really hectic week. I've been really surprised we had such a beautiful summer, very little rain, hot temperatures, and it was interesting how the summer extended into October. And, business calls and emails and communication with clients seem to be a little bit slower than normal. It takes people longer to respond to emails, I guess, when they're out playing. But the remarkable thing was, when it went from 94 degrees one day to 73 degrees the next day, it's as if a switch got flipped and everybody was interested in talking about business again, and all the emails flows were going and meetings were getting set. So it's really interesting how, especially here in Michigan, the weather and the environment seem to dictate the level of engagement and focus around different things, because, you know, we have about nine or maybe six or seven great months, nine. I like fall a lot. And we've got 3 months of craziness when winter hits, but very interesting. So anyway, kind of related to that, I've been thinking a lot about process. And, whenever somebody gets information or they're trying to...
Total distance, 13 miles. Total time, 3 hours, 11 minutes, and 24 seconds. Split pace, 14 minutes, 13 seconds per mile.
All right, anyway, so, people get information or they're trying to make a decision and they'll tell you, hey, I'm still trying to process it. I'm still, trying to figure out what to do with this information. And I think about, when I'm going through a process or trying to figure something out or putting together a plan or get dealt a big problem that I need to deal with, when I'm going through the process, it's painful and I get really frustrated. I feel anxious. I start to look at, the problem and get hyper-focused on the problem sometimes. And I find that I almost get paralyzed as I try to figure out what the solution is. And it's because I put so much emphasis, I believe personally, on the pain of the process, that sometimes I just get a little bit overwhelmed. And it's pretty interesting how that happens. And I think about it a lot. And the thing is as I've been doing it lately and just feeling that or getting that feeling of overwhelm, I've been trying to figure out a way to unplug myself a little bit so I can be more objective and look at the situation and see what it is that I'm truly trying to accomplish. So one of the things that I decided to do was just start to recognize the fact that when I'm going through a process or when I'm processing information, depending on what the information is and depending on how serious the situation is, I'm going to experience pain as I'm going through that process, one way or the other, right? So that just happens to be part of it. So what I'm trying to do is figure out different systems or actually, create a very intentional process to process through situations. So the way that it works best for me, I'm very intense, type A, I have high peaks, low valleys historically, and I get real energetic and excited about stuff. But I also, if things aren't going the way that I want them to go, I get pretty frustrated, intensely frustrated. And sometimes I just need to vent. So a lot of the times I'll just start spewing out a bunch of stuff and just really complaining and pointing out the things that I don't like about the situation or the way how I don't like all the things that I hate about what's going on and what needs to be fixed and addressed. When I'm doing that, a lot of the time, first of all, anybody that I'm talking to or sharing that with, I can tell they have a kind of a hard time because it's a whole lot of negativity that's being spewed out And sometimes, depending on who it is that I'm sharing that with, they and what their relationship is to the situation, they may feel as though they're a target or I'm attacking them just because I just throw it out there. And I certainly don't like to put people in a position where they feel like they're being attacked. But it's really interesting. So, and then sometimes, you know, when you've got somebody else that you're trying to work through a problem with, because of that feeling or because they've felt singled out or attacked, it can put them in a position where they, you know, have to recover a little bit or get over it, or maybe that creates some bigger questions in their mind as it relates to, you know, the way that that I handle or process situations. So, but what I've been doing is thinking about, okay, so if it is a process, and when I notice these consistencies in the way that I assimilate information and some of the decisions that I make and the process that I go through, why not create or try to assemble some type of framework that I can go through as I'm processing information? And because I am the way I am, and because it actually is therapeutic and helps me arrive at a solution better to kind of vent and get all the stuff off my chest, I feel as though I can, if I can come to an agreement with the people that I'm going to be working through the problem with, to where we can have a nice little set of boundaries or some time or a step built into the process where we can share all the things that we don't like about it, the things that are frustrating. Because I think if we take a half hour or an hour and just spew all of the vile and discontent out into the room and talk about all the things that we don't like and all of the things that are driving us nuts and that are extremely frustrating, I think it provides us an opportunity to start to identify the big obstacles that we need to overcome. So if we can do that for an hour and we have an agreement that things are going to be nasty and it's going to be extremely negative, but once we get to that time frame, we can stop, we can assess the situation, identify the biggest obstacles that we need to overcome, and start to prioritize those based on, you know, collaboratively, based on all of the parties that are involved in solving the situation. And then maybe we spend a half hour or an hour doing that, but then we can spend the rest of the time developing a plan to overcome those, and we can eliminate worry, and we can eliminate negativity, and we can eliminate ongoing complaining from the situation, and we can then focus our efforts on building a plan and then executing that plan to overcome. Because sometimes things just don't go the way you want them to, and you may have no control over those circumstances. But if you go through that process and you spend that time figuring it out, sorting it out, and developing that plan and investing that energy and overcoming those obstacles, I feel like it can condense that processing time and really accelerate the progress that you can make. So anyway, just been thinking about that a lot as I've been out here hiking this morning. And I'd love it if you could let me know. You can either leave a comment, send me a note, or message me and let me know how you do that. And if you experience the same type of pain when you're going through that process, and if you've figured out a way to get through it and accelerate your way towards the outcome that you'd like, instead of getting mired down in the negativity and the dislike of the circumstances that have been created. So anyway, that's it. I'm going to go on and finish my hike, and I look forward to talking to you in the next episode. See ya.